Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Who do you love? Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
It's time for Who Do You Love? Look back at week one, technically NFL week one, week two of college football, but it was the first week that we did it, so it is week one. Your boy did not start off Who Do You Love very good this season. 0-3.
Good. Good. Hope you're 0-3 this week, too.
Y'all don't say that. I took West Virginia to cover 3.5 against Ohio. They lost outright, so wrong.
Damn.
Kansas State, I took Kansas State minus 16.5 against Army. Kansas State lost outright. Army won that. And then I took Bengals minus 5.5 over the Browns. And, of course, in typical Bengals week one fashion, kept it way too close than they should have. And in typical Bengals versus Browns fashion, that game was much closer than anyone anticipated. So I went 0-3.
That was weird. That was a weird game.
Yeah. They get,
Jake,
what was it?
Freaking Browning.
No, that was...
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yes. But, I mean, hell. 7 yards in the second half for the Bengals offense, like they against the Browns that week. It was gross. Rashad, you took Tampa Bay, the Bucks minus 1.5 over the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
I was sweating out a live bet for that one.
Oh yeah,
I live bet that game, which I am now coining. And I know that there was Big Will Bets. I am coining my new nickname, Joey Live Bets. 4-1 on live bets in the NFL to start this season.
There you go.
Okay, look at
I
you.
Love live bets. I've been having some fun with those ones.
Look at you.
I live bet the Bills the other day, minus 7.5 against the Dolphins. Got that. I live bet the Bucks on Monday night against the Texans. Bang. And then week one, I bet the Bucks live, and there was one other game that I live bet. But dude, it's
not a baby.
Yeah. It's like, hey, why jump on the Bills at minus 12.5? Let's wait for the game to start. Dolphins jump out and score a touchdown, and now I can get the Bills at 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
Odds might not be as good, but I'll take that. But you got the Bucks week one. You went with South Florida against Florida.
I did.
Not only did they cover, they won outright.
Yeah, that's the one I was like, I was looking at that one, just seeing what was happening, but it was Florida, and now we know how bad they are, so yeah.
And then you took the Patriots minus 2.5.
That's where things got dicey.
And that was the other live bet I had, was the Raiders.
Don't ever bet on the Patriots, man, right now.
The Raiders to cover, I think they were 4.5-point dogs in that game at one point, and I was like, let's take the Raiders to come back and cover that baby, and they did. And then Jordan, that Saturday, you took Mariners money line And at that point, they were probably in game four of their 10-game win streak.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, good one there. Ducks to cover against Oklahoma State, which they covered times two.
That was an easy one.
And then,
but not the next week, unfortunately.
And then Lions money line. That was their season opener against the Green Bay Packers. Which hey, I was with you on that one. I thought that Lions were getting disrespected. Well, they got disrespected by the Packers just owning them that game. So
yeah. They got right the next week, but God, that season.
Yeah, the Lions are going to be fine.
Yeah, they will be fine.
They're going to be okay. It might be a struggle though at points.
I'll kick things off. I will head to college football for this one, the Illinois-Indiana matchup. I know this game is at Indiana, but they're a 6.5-point favorite. Yes, this could come down to a touchdown, but I think it's going to come to a little bit closer than that, maybe a final field goal. Illinois, I think they got a great offense. Indiana, they're solid too. What is it? Fernando Mendoza, I believe, quarterback that came from Cal. He's looked pretty decent for them. But I just think this is going to be a very, very close game where Illinois could very well end up just winning outright at Indiana. But I'm going to go with them to cover 6.5, +6.5, Illinois. Rashad.
I'm going to stick with college as well. I'm going to Arizona State Sun Devils visiting the Baylor Bears.
Forks up. The bus.
Baylor looks good right now, man. They've been tested so far this season. Is it Sawyer Robinson?
Yeah.
He's 6'4".
He's really good.
He's killing right now. He's somebody that we're probably going to hear a lot about as we get closer to the end of the season.
The dude knows ball, too.
Does he?
Yeah. At the Big Ten media days, they showed a bunch of players, like, pictures of older NFL players, like not even that old, like Calvin Johnson, like
okay,
that kind of era. None of them knew.
Oh, I think I any saw of the that. Players. Yeah.
Sawyer Robinson knew every single player that they showed him. Kid knows ball.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, and you can tell because so far he's balled over 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns and only 2 picks. Sam Levitt, and unfortunately, even though he's from here in the town, man, right now he's not playing his best football. Got 5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Oh! Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Touchdowns and three interceptions and really only about 500 yards. Arizona State hasn't been tested. I think they're a 2.5-point favorite. Baylor is. I'm taking Baylor.
Baylor
minus 2.5.
Minus
yes.
2.5. Yeah, the Arizona State falling to Mississippi State 2 weeks ago, I believe,
yes.
For their first loss of the season. Jordan, what you got?
Going, this is crazy, to the ACC, I hate saying this, the Cal Bears out of the ACC.
Dude, you want to talk about freshman quarterbacks.
JKS, holy S.
After their win against Oregon State, I don't know if I said it on this show or on my podcast, but I said, Cal, they will be a top 25 team at this point.
Absolutely.
It's my hot take.
Jaren Sagapolutele, excuse me, the freshman quarterback that transferred away from Oregon. I appreciate that. To go back to Cal, wow.
He's proven it.
If he were on Texas's roster, Texas would probably be one of the scariest teams in the nation because this kid looks like everything and more. Cal is favored by 14.5 over San Diego State on the road today. I'm going to take Cal to cover that spread. It's a dangerous number, of course, at 14.5, but I think it's going to be a 17 or a 21-point win for Cal.
I'm going to the NFL with my next pick. I don't know why I'm always betting or, you know, whether it's this or actually live betting and or so intrigued with this team. But I love the Buccaneers. I love Baker Mayfield. You want to talk about a if I could, I would. I would make Baker Mayfield the MVP for 100%. This season.
I love him.
I love his redemption story, his redemption arc. I loved him coming to the NFL. I have an old tweet I could go find where I said, there is nothing more I want in the NFL than Baker Mayfield to be one of the best quarterbacks. And he has proved it the last couple of years, not only with his stats, but his play. Dude balled out in that two-minute drive against the Texans to win that game. They are playing the Jets this week. It is their home opener. Not only is it their home opener, they're not wearing the creamsicles, but they're wearing the all-white
white creamsicles.
Creamsicles.
Yeah. Those
dude.
Are fresh.
And they're playing the Jets, who are going to be starting Tyrod Taylor, I want to say.
Yes, he is their backup.
Tyrod Taylor still in the league?
He is.
He got signed last year.
He is. Yeah, Justin Fields got injured last week. He jumped in. And this is, like I said, Jets, after a solid week one where they had a heartbreaking loss to the Steelers, they're going to Tampa. Tampa's going to put up some points. It's going to get ugly. Jets have given up 30 points in their first two games. It's going to get ugly in Tampa Bay. I'm taking them to cover 6.5 against New York Jets.
So the second game I kind of had going was the Arizona Cardinals playing against their rival San Francisco 49ers. Is a division game.
Oh.
Both teams 2-0, right?
Yeah.
Both of them got a chance to beat up on the Saints at points. Really, neither team has been tested. I think San Francisco was more tested against the Seahawks.
And neither team dominated the Saints either.
Neither did.
Like,
they didn't.
You know,
they didn't.
The should be expected when you play the Saints.
When you play the Saints, but I guess the Saints said otherwise. But they did win the game. San Francisco is a 1.5-point favorite. I think the Cardinals probably... I don't know. I like their roster a little bit more than I like San Francisco's right now. And so I would probably say I would take the Cardinals to cover.
Against McCorkle Jones?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I don't trust Mac. Mac had a great game last week. He will not do the same thing twice.
Well, and quite frankly, I think this is a game that if they don't win, Kyler Murray has to prove he is
100%.
Like, you can't have Mac Jones outplay you in this.
This
one
is an important year for Kyler Murray.
It is.
Like, I mean, he's had a lot of time to be able to find his way in the NFL. We all see the talent is there, but now he just has to put it together. So this is a really important year for Kyler.
All right, Jordan, second one.
Quickly, I think the Eagles, who are hosting the Rams, I hate picking this game because I am a diehard Rams fan, but the Eagles are favored by 3.5 at home. We haven't seen their true crazy high-flying offense, high-scoring offense yet this season. I know it's the Rams. They got Wirtz. They got Landman. But I think the easy, easy cover will be for Philly, 3.5 points.
Oh, okay. Okay. A rematch of that really fun divisional round matchup last year between those two teams. Real quickly, just because we're up against it, I'm doing this more so for the fun factor. LSU is playing Southeastern Louisiana today. They're favored by 42 points. I'm going to take LSU to cover 42 because they're playing an FCS school. There have been questions about their offense where Brian Kelly was full of piss and vinegar having to answer for it last week. I think that they're going to want to show out with this offense. This is going to be one of those 73-0 games that you see FBS, FCS style. I'm taking LSU to cover 42 points against Southeastern Louisiana. Last one, Rashad.
Got a rematch of the NFL playoff game from last year between the Eagles and the Rams. The Eagles are favored 3.5. I think it's easy. I'm taking the Eagles.
You're going with it too?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good pick. I saw a lot of big money, I think, on the Eagles this week. So.
All right. And Jordan, your last one.
Come on. Do you expect me to go any other way here? There's no explanation needed for this.
I'm writing it down. Ducks covering minus 33.
I don't care if it's 33.5. I don't care if it's 34.5.
He's over here patting stats, man.
They're going to beat that ass.
All right.
Throwing
there's
the ball
who
off
you love.
The rim for the triple double, eh?
I got the Fighting Illini covering 6.5. Their dogs plus 6.5. Buccaneers favored by 6.5. And the LSU favored by 42. Rashad's on Baylor minus 2.5 against Arizona State. The Cardinals over 49ers minus 1.5 and Eagles minus 3.5, as is Jordan. He's on Eagles minus 3.5. Cal minus 14.5 for Jordan over San Diego State, and then he's taking the Ducks to cover 33.5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.